Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Now, am I the last person in the art business to see the movie Herb and Dorothy? I finally watched it last week, and I'm so bummed I waited so long. It was such a delight to watch the elderly Herb and Dorothy Vogel as they flit in and out of galleries and artist studios. Their huge collection of art, which they amassed on meager salaries, is testament to what people can do when they focus out of passion. Herb and Dorothy don't have the expected appearance of world-class art collectors. In fact, there might be another Herb and Dorothy just around the corner from you, or maybe they're about to enter your artist's booth. I sure hope you're ready for them. This week, I want to talk to you about your image as an artist. I'm not interested in that phony image and really crafting something that's not you, but I do want you to know that how others perceive you is based on four things: your art, yourself, the venues where you show and sell your art, and your marketing materials. All of these are used in promoting your art. I have some ideas for how you can improve your image one step at a time. But first, let me ask you some questions about these four areas. Area number one, your art and how you present it. Do you have a recognizable style? Is your work crafted as best as it can be? Is it made really well? Are your canvases sturdy? Are you preparing your surfaces properly, or is everything going to fall apart in 5 years? Are your welded joints properly finished? Are your mats perfectly cut? Are hanging devices properly attached? Do your pedestals have a clean coat of paint on them, or are they scuffed up? Are your display cases scratched? Area number two, you. Do you speak kindly of other artists and festival organizers? Are you generous or guarded? Do you dress like a professional when you go out? And by that, I don't mean, are you wearing a suit and tie? I just mean, do you look presentable? Or do you find yourself embarrassed at the way you look when someone asks you about your art? Do you keep your word, meet deadlines, and follow through with projects? Area number three, your venues. Will you forever be known as the coffee shop artist because you found a safe place to show your art and never left? Or are your venues consistently improving? Did you build a site on Etsy.com and just stop there? Area number four, your marketing materials. Is your art always the most important part of your marketing? Or have you gotten carried away with funky fonts and design elements? Do your business cards, note cards, hang tags, and letterhead convey a consistent message? Do your website and blog promote the same message as the rest of your marketing materials? If you think your blog isn't quite up to snuff, be sure to check out my blog triage class, 28 Days to a More Vibrant Blog for You. That's coming up just around the corner, so be sure to check it out at artsbizcoach.com/classes. Final word, presentation is everything. Everyone has to start somewhere, but you also need to grow and improve. We only get one chance to make a first impression. Make yours count by spit-shining your image in any or all of these areas that I've mentioned. I told you I had some ideas to help you. Based on my questions, I'm sure you can imagine what they might be. But stop by artbizblog.com this week for the checklists. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.